this your first ladies' night?
My first one. I'm enjoying it so far. Actually having a great time. Get to see all these beautiful women and sign autographs. Pretty good.
So, is this your first ladies' night?
Yes, it is.
Did your teammates warn you about what to expect?
Be ready for 500-plus women just ready to come at you, signing autographs, and smile a lot.
What's the best part about it?
Just to see their expressions when they come up to you in line. You always get a mixed range of emotions, so each one is different.
How's your selfie game? Pretty good?
My selfie game is pretty good, you're right.
Okay.
I got a long range, you know, so I can get all types of lighting and stuff. You know.
That's good. That's what you want. So is this your first ladies' night?
It's my second ladies' night, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I was here last year.
Did last year's experience make you want to come back?
Yeah, it's definitely a good crowd. Ladies love football, and you know, it's all good. It's all good here.
Have you been to ladies' night before?
No.
Have your teammates told you what to expect?
I kind of think I know how it's going to go.
Have you had any, like, crazy interactions yet?
My butt got grabbed already.
Go Bears!
Is this your first ladies' night?
No, I came to them my rookie year, but missed out last year, and now I'm back this year. Pretty fun. They drill you with some good questions, but I had a good time my rookie year.
What's the best part about ladies' night?
Just enjoying the fans, enjoying the people, being out here with my teammates and just having fun, really.
My first ladies' night and the best ladies' night.
Have your teammates warned you about things that go on at ladies' night?
No, they didn't tell me. Should they have told me something?
Maybe you should ask around the locker room. It gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah. I had a little experience downstairs.
To the locker room we go.
A lot of fun. Had a blast.
And you get to talk to a lot of guys about football, but pretty impressive to be able to talk to some of the ladies out there, right?
Yeah, and it was crazy because the ladies out there knew more than us about some of the history of the team. It just goes to show how passionate the fans are.
First ladies' night with the Chicago Bears. Was it what you expected?
It was exactly what I expected. You had a bunch of ladies out there really excited.
So first time on stage. Were you nervous?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? When you got Acho and Akeem up there talking the whole time, your job is easy.
How'd you do in Jeopardy?
Well, I did pretty good. We came in second. I started off slow.
Were you jealous of Spice Adams' outfit?
Not at all. But, you know, he the king of stuff like that. So, you know, you never know what to expect with him.
Another ladies' night in the books. What keeps you coming back each year?
I would say these ladies out here. I mean, we have a great time every year. They're really charitable. They have huge hearts, and they donate a lot to Bears Care when we do the auction. So it's great seeing them.
What was the best part about tonight?
I would say when Sam Acho just stole the mic from Joniak. You know, he just took over the entire show. So it was a great, great night.
That was pretty good. I have to say, that was my favorite part, too. So I think Jeff Joniak's a little nervous that you're going to steal his job. You were pretty good at auctioning stuff off.
Auctioneers, they must have, like, either great vocal cords or, like, have a lot of breath. Because I was running out of breath up there with the whole, like, can I get 10, 10, 10, let me get 15, 15, 20, 20, 20. Yeah, you know, it's Jeff's job for now. But I'm coming, Jeff. I'm coming.
Okay, so that powder blue tux, was it?
Yes, tuxedo.
Probably won you the best dress.
Thank you.
But that was a whole fashion show there. I mean, they had bedazzled shoes.
Yeah.
They had the jean jacket Josh tried on.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And of the guys, the award I would give to the tightest outfit would have to be Akeem Hicks. His outfit was pretty tight. I mean, you could see his keys in his pants. He had bubble gum. You could see that. You could see whatever he had in his pockets. You can see it like coming out the side of his pockets.
It looked good.
The loosest outfit or the superhero outfit goes to Marquise Wilson. He had on a jacket, and I think the flaps of the jacket were like rubbing against the floor. I mean, it looked like he just got out of the shower and threw a robe on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Marquise, when you get on the show, you have to explain yourself because I don't know about that. I mean, he looked like Darkwing Duck or something like that.
Okay, but who knew that you were just, you know, this fashion icon here?
Well, look, when you wear a powder blue tuxedo, you know all about fashion. So.
Okay, I'm going to start watching what I wear.